A First District Peoria City Council candidate says he's not worried about losing support in the Democrat-leaning district, even after attending one of President Trump's rallies in Iowa last year.
Despite what people think of him, despite his policies, it was a great time to see, a U.S. president.
That's First District Peoria City candidate Aaron Chess. I'm Daniel Musisi, and this is WCBU's On Deck from Peoria Public Radio.
Support for WCBU's On Deck comes from listeners like you. Join the community of news consumers who listen to this podcast and are willing to support it financially. Contribute at WCBU.org.
Today is Wednesday, January 6th, and this is WCBU's On Deck from Peoria Public Radio. Collective trauma healing and Black mental health are among the presentation topics this weekend in a Peoria-based virtual wellness seminar. Joe Deacon reports.
The Soulside Healing Center nonprofit yoga studio touts its second Wellfest as a celebration of holistic wellness. Executive Director Hannah Ramlow says the COVID-19 pandemic has increased the need to address mental health and collective well-being.
As we organize, we've as a group kind of discussed how do we give people real, tangible steps, because so many of us and so many of the people who might be attending really might be in a very dark place. And so how do we give people a little bit of hope and the strength to understand that they can heal when things can feel so, so heavy?
Among the 21 sessions is a discussion on mental health disparities within Black culture led by Tahari Allen, the outreach director for the OSF Strive Clinic for Trauma Recovery. Ramlow says the purpose of that presentation is
to kind of talk about the stigmas within the Black community of seeking help for mental health issues. So that session will be geared towards individuals in the Black community as well as people in the helping professions like counseling.
Also, a 90-minute panel on Sunday will address collective trauma and how to heal.
They'll look at both individual healing as well as collective healing and how we heal when, as a society, we're still experiencing the stressors and the violence that have caused that trauma.
The NAACP's Peoria branch is a presenting partner. Registration and program details are available at soulsidehealingarts.com/wellfest. I'm Joe Deacon.
Here are some of the stories on deck in the WCBU newsroom. The University of Illinois Flash Index continues to show the state's economy recovering from the impact of the COVID-19 pandemic, but it's still nearly 10 points below where it was before the pandemic hit. Chuck Weaver has officially resigned from the Illinois State Senate. The Republican and former Peoria City Councilman formally resigned last Sunday, a year after he announced he was declining to run for another term. And Galesburg is reporting its first murder of the new year. 26-year-old Rachel Likes was found in the driver's seat of her vehicle in the 300 block of West 1st Street around 5 p.m. Monday. She suffered multiple gunshot wounds. Police have made an arrest. Find more on these stories and others at WCBU.org. Despite Peoria City Council positions being nonpartisan, historical context coupled with nuanced rhetoric can sometimes be a clear giveaway to a candidate's partisan allegiance. WCBU's DeMarcus Hamilton sat down with 1st District Peoria City Council candidate Aaron Chess after he received backlash from his would-be constituents for attending a Trump rally, as his political position and intentions are called into question.
If it was any sitting president, I would have took it, but just because it was Trump, couldn't pass up this opportunity. Always wanted to see a sitting president. Not your everyday person can say, I've seen a president of the United States. Despite what people think of him, despite his policies, it was a great time to see, a U.S. president.
What were your initial thoughts when you read the comments? You posted that you're waiting on POTUS to land, and then obviously you posted the pictures afterwards. You put your phone back in your pocket. You head back to Peoria, halfway back to Peoria. You open your phone, you look at the comments. What was going through your mind when you read the comments?
So I'm like, I'm getting messages, I'm getting comments, I'm getting phone calls, called all type of names. I'm getting asked, why did you go? How can you support racism? How can you go support a man that, don't care about your lives? How can you, support this and that? And then I knew it was going to get even worse from that. I've received lots of messages, hateful messages, but that's the thing about politics, especially in my proximity as a community leader. I'm going to receive backlash for things that I do. And like I said, it's something that the people, especially in the district that I'm trying to represent, that I'm fighting to represent, wasn't fond of. And to the people in my district, in the Black community that is watching, with me going there, it wasn't no type of disrespect. It was just me going there as a, you know, not as a candidate, but as an American citizen to see, you know, the President of the United States in action, in his form, and seeing what did he have to talk about. And if it was a Joe Biden rally, then I would have went. But like I said, because it was, that was the closest rally nearby, and I took the opportunity, I went for it.
Some would say you party hop. You know, you come across as a Democrat for the at-large council seat, and then as a pitch with Chuck Weaver, who's a Republican. What do you say to those people that may be confused as to what side you stand on when it comes to your views and what you want to put in the first district and how you want to lead them?
It's okay to see what both sides have to say. I didn't agree with what the Democrats have to do, have been doing lately. And like I mentioned in my post, I walked away from the Democratic Party. I became independent. I met with, like I said, sat down with Senator Weaver. I became the, you know, be good friends with him. He's taken me under his wing, become a mentor, and not just in the politics, but a mentor of how to be a leader.
Do you think that the foundation of the Democratic Party is beginning to crack when it comes to Black people?
Oh, yeah. I definitely see. And that was something before I walked away from the party that I heard. What are, you know, the Democrats doing for Black Americans? What are they doing for Hispanics? And just a lot of that. And for me, I feel like a third party option will be an option for, you know, Black Americans to go to or create in their own party, because they're fed up. They're fed up with both parties. These leaders are out of touch with the everyday people. We got millionaires, billionaires running for office. We have celebrities running for office, and it's taken away from the main point of politics of the people of the Commonwealth representing the people of the United States.
That was WCBU's DeMarcus Hamilton talking to 1st District Peoria City Council candidate Aaron Chess. For more of their conversation, visit WCBU.org. Thanks for choosing WCBU's On Deck from Peoria Public Radio. I'm Daniel Musisi. Support for WCBU's On Deck comes from listeners like you. Join the community of news consumers who listen to this podcast and are willing to support it financially. Contribute at WCBU.org.